Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Thursday. We have heard from Green Bay Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst wrapping up the season with the attendant media in the Packers media auditorium earlier today. I want to go through some of the things he said. My takeaways, not going to be too expansive because I don't think there was anything surprising coming out of that session. And I think we've come to expect that from Brian in most of these occasions. I think the one real piece of news coming out is that Christian Watson's injury is the only one they are concerned about having to deal with going into 2025. Clearly, whether you're talking about Josh Myers, if he is back, Jaden Reed, Romeo Doubs, all guys we saw go out in that final game, sounds like none of this will kind of linger into 2025. So that's obviously excellent news. But yes, as a whole, Brian was even keeled and really does sound, it's kind of funny to sense so much frustration around the organization and the fan base coming out of that season, watching that final playoff loss, the way the team looked over the final three games in particular, lots of hand-wringing, understandably so. And especially if you're a creature of the internet, if you guys are online as much as you are, I am, whatever, the vibe around the team can take on a certain tenor, and it's a lot of doom and gloom and a lot of frustration. But man, hearing from Brian, it sure feels like, okay, we've got a good handle on the situation. We know what happened and we know where we need to improve. Of course, Brian's never going to throw anybody under the bus. They're never going to see him kind of pointedly criticizing players or coaches or things of that nature. But it does feel like a guy who understands what transpired throughout this season, where the shortcomings were, where the concerns are, and where he needs to improve and augment his roster. But overall, I thought the tone was very much along the lines of, okay, we have been a young, ascending promise, a team filled with promise. It's time to grow up. It's time to, and I thought the kind of final, one of his very final answers, I believe it was to Jason Wilde, about having to find that sense of urgency. It's time to compete for championships. That, to me, echoes somewhat what we heard from Tucker Kraft on Monday during locker cleanout, as far as guys needing to dial in and kind of focus a little bit more and be ready to take that step from, yep, we're a very young, ascending team that's full of hope and promise, to, no, we are title contenders, and we are here to win a championship or win championships, plural. Now, obviously, a big component there is taking back the division, something that, you know, there were a few questions, nothing really too concrete as far as how he felt watching his team lose all but one division contest this season. But I do think clearly that's the path that this Packers team has to be on in 2025. And it feels like Gutekunst is of the same mind as far as, okay, we are out of the shadow finally of the Aaron Rodgers era. There is a lot of maneuverability available for Gutekunst, for the personnel group, this offseason, as far as either bringing guys back or signing free agents, drafting guys, or maybe even making a trade or two. It does feel like, again, it's time to use something from Lord of the Rings, put away the ranger and become the king, right? That is, to me, the vibe for the Green Bay Packers heading into 2025. Your mileage may vary. Man, reading the live chat there at the Packers YouTube channel is always entertaining and lively. But for the most part, it does feel like Gutekunst has a very clear vision of where he expects this team to head in 2025. And I will say, you know, a lot of folks, we've had a lot of chatter both on this channel and kind of across the internet regarding Gutekunst's roster or Matt LaFleur's job as a head coach. I think both are severely, very clearly in focus in 2025. I'm not ready to say it's make or break time, but it certainly feels like this is a team that has to, underline, italicize, has to take a significant step forward next season. Otherwise, there are going to be some serious questions and conversations going around 1265 Lombardi as a new president and CEO takes the reins, and perhaps maybe if there is disappointment, wanting his own guys in charge. We will see. We got a long way to go until we get there, but just, you know, always interesting to hear from the general manager. Again, he's never going to be too critical. He's never going to throw anyone under the bus, but always good to hear from Ryan. And always good to hear from you fine folks, Packers fans worldwide. How you all doing? Let me give a shout out real quick to our good friends over at Prize Picks. Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. You just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projected stats, and place your entry. Quick withdraws, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Go to prizepicks.com, use code CHTV, spend $5 on lineups, and get $50 instantly. Prize Picks is available in 43 different states, most importantly, including Wisconsin. And yes, this weekend, big games coming up in the NFL playoffs. I'll have my lineups tomorrow during this chat with you all. And of course, Monday for the college football championship. Going to be a lot of fun. So please be on the lookout for that. And if you want to join in the fun, use the link in the description of this video. Use code CHTV and get on board. Send me your lineups. All right, folks, what's going on? How we doing? Before I get going, I do want to give a shout out and a little recognition to the passing of Bob Uecker. Anyone who's been on this channel for any amount of time, years, what have you, will know that he is solely responsible for my coming back to baseball, as it were. The idea that I had been very, very out on not just the Brewers, but Major League Baseball as a whole. I didn't care. I paid no attention for years. And I'm talking over a decade. And then when the MLB app kind of came on the scene and I realized I could have Bob Uecker back in my life every summer afternoon or evening calling the games in my living room in New York City, or, you know, anywhere, actually, I went with my phone. It was absolutely, okay, maybe life-changing is a bit strong, but it was incredibly cathartic and really brought me back to a time playing catch in the backyard with my father each and every summer afternoon, or I would be outside playing and Dad would be working on the house, but we always had Uecker's call on the radio. Every single day they played, that radio call was on in our home. And again, having it available to me grown up with my own children, and then there's Bob's voice, I absolutely was 100% all the way bought back in to the Milwaukee Brewers. I had no idea at that time, this was years ago, I had no idea what was going on with the roster. I had no clue who was even playing for the team at that point. But all I knew is I could hear Bob's voice again. And again, it absolutely brought me back into the fold when it came to the Brewers. And I'm so happy it did, because I do enjoy listening to a Brewers game now in the summer afternoons or in the evenings. And that joy is directly because of him. So I don't want to belabor the point. Obviously, it's a Packers chat, but I did want to mention it. Just an absolute titan in the industry, one of the best broadcasters to ever do it. And Mr. Baseball himself, very, very, very much going to be missed. No question about it. All right, what's going on, folks? Let's see what's on your mind today. We got a couple super chats starting us off. Ryan, thanks for being a super chatter and a Carry the G Club member. Appreciate you, man. If Goody said that there's a sense of urgency, then he knows that he and Matt LaFleur are on the hot seat. Ryan, you would think that. Of course you would, because you want him to be on the hot seat. I read it differently. But you are allowed your purview, no doubt. Manuel, what's going on, man? It's share to trust, then hire ups ails his players, considering what happened to AJ. Seems like some players are on their way out. What say you? Manuel, I appreciate the sentiment. I'm not entirely sure what you're saying there, but yeah, some players are on the way out. No question about it. There are always going to be guys on the way out the door each and every offseason. Speaking of which, make sure you check out the video I put up this afternoon. Just some quick thoughts for myself about most of the pending free agents. It's not an exhaustive list, but most of the guys set to become unrestricted free agents this offseason. I kind of went through and gave my thoughts about which guys will most likely be leaving out the door, or which, you know, there's a decent chance Brian brings back. So make sure you check that out when you get a chance. Ed, how are you, man? Thanks for the super chat. I get why players sit out bowl games, but it's ironic that the playoff system that everyone wanted is now basically preseason for college. Is it? I'm not sure I agree with your sentiment there, buddy. I mean, we got games that actually matter. Of course, some of them were blowouts, but no, I mean, there's stakes at least. Bowl games, there are no stakes. I think most people want to watch a contest where something's at stake. Win and you advance, you lose, you go home. I don't mind that myself. That's just me. Luke, how are you, man? A positive I have from the last game is the Tucker tush push is looking strong. I mean, the fact that they ran it multiple times and it was successful each time they ran it, that is encouraging, right? I do think there's no doubt that teams will be looking at it over the offseason and trying to gin up some plans to stop it, but no question about it. That's encouraging as far as getting into short yardage situations and being able to convert almost at will. You kind of love that. I will say I'm fascinated to know, and I don't know if Matt would ever be kind of forthcoming with this, but I'm wondering if that's a direct kind of reflection of not wanting to utilize Jordan in that situation because of the knee. We know that that's something that had bothered him all the way through the season. Maybe that's, you know, just a sign, another sign that, yeah, we don't want to ask him to do something that's going to cause discomfort and or put him in a bad spot, right? That said, it might just be as simple as, you know, we think Tucker's a dog and he's going to get that extra yardage. And you certainly saw that happen on the first play where not only does he pick it up on the second effort, because remember, he's stuffed initially, but that second effort not only gets it, but then he picks up another extra 7 yards on the play with the kind of scrum down the field. Absolutely love it. Truly love it. Complicated. Nags, you could have a number one bestseller book to write. The title would be Thoughts by Mr. Nagler. I don't know if that's a number one bestseller as much as it is probably fodder for the basement at Strand Bookstore here in New York, but I appreciate the sentiment. The cheese squeeze. Amy, that works. I like that. I saw someone refer to it as that, and I liked it. Yeah, the cheese squeeze works. I like that. That'll definitely work. Bill, thanks for checking in, man. It's very special to resonate with radio announcers. I feel that way about John Sterling, but Bob Uecker was a baseball classic, a man you felt was always full of joy. I mean, no question about it. I saw a clip today where he had an interview where he talked about, you know, his son saying, why are you always, you know, putting yourself down? A lot of his stuff is self-deprecating. And he says, because it's funny and it makes people laugh. Like, that was Bob's kind of whole through line, right? Just the absolute best. I mean, I heard a call today, an old call that somebody had put up as a tribute where he essentially live on the air is learning what furries are. I mean, if you haven't heard it, I highly recommend checking it out. It's on YouTube. I mean, and he is hysterical throughout the entire thing. It's so good. Simatovich, what's up, man? Uecker has seats in the front row. RIP to a goat. No question about it. He really does. Guitar Ted, how are you, man? I really think that Jordan was never right this season. Hopefully he stays healthy next season and we get a feel for what he can really do. I'm with you, man. And I know they're always going to downplay it. They're never going to use it as an excuse publicly, but I do think it is undoubtedly something that they, and I mean Jordan and Matt and the play calling and the game planning, etc., was always kind of cognizant of and dealing with, right? And I don't think it's just the injury. Like the fact that he didn't start camp, he didn't practice until like a week plus into camp, you know? Like I am very happy that the deal is done and we can get through an offseason next year where he does hit the ground running with his teammates from the jump. And yes, with a hopefully a clean bill of health to get him up and ready for week one, because I do think it will look different. Of that, I have little doubt. J-Rock coming up in here. Goody would never give 2 first-round picks for Crosby. Looking at the last 4 years' first-round picks, would you not trade any 2 of them and possibly 3 of them for Max Crosby? I mean, yes, to get the player, you and I definitely would. But as Ted Thompson always used to say, this ain't fantasy football. There are contract components there. What contract are you giving him? Is he demanding an extension? What percentage of your salary cap is he taking up each of those years? How does that fit with having to pay guys like Zach Tom? Not to mention you've got a quarterback who's contract and cap hit this year is pretty manageable, but balloons big time next year. There's just lots of components to it. And I don't think, like, I understand what you're saying as far as, oh, give up all these first round picks. But, you know, these first round picks, quote unquote, for the Packers are normally, including this year, pretty far down the line, picking at 23 this year. So you're hoping that you're going to get this great player to keep you excellent and or contenders to push you down into the late 20s going forward. If there's another team out there that's like, well, we'll give you two or three first round picks, that's not as good as the Packers. So what do you do then? Do you chase that? Do you start throwing second rounders at them on top of the first rounders? Because the team doesn't want to deal with the team that's going to be picking low 20s each and every year. They want to deal with the team that's going to be in the teens or maybe even the top 10, et cetera. Like, there's so many avenues that this could go down. And I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm not denying that it's enticing. It's just there's a lot more to it than we'll throw all these draft picks at it, you know? And then also, okay, let's say you do that. And now you don't have first round picks for the next two, maybe even 3 years. I know you all decry Goody's first round picks, but the opportunity to add more talent shouldn't just be wasted, shouldn't just be thrown away for one player. I get it. He's a special player and he's a big time difference maker. There's zero doubt about it. But the opportunities you're throwing away just because you've made bad or questionable selections earlier on doesn't mean you're going to continue to do so for the remainder of your tenure. There's a lot more to it than just throw picks at it. Joe, what's up, man? I expect Dylan to be gone, but I do wonder if he'd be a better fit in the Packers' current run blocking scheme than he was before. I think 1,000% he would be, Joe. I did kind of mention that in my free agency video. It's like he's got to be sitting there thinking, and I kind of asked him about this on Carry the G Radio months ago, but he's got to be sitting there thinking, where was all this power running when I was playing? You know, you guys had me running zone out of the shotgun for 3-4 years. Now Jacobs is in there, and look, he looked good in camp. Probably would have looked good in this scheme, but I would be surprised if they bring him back. But we'll see. Crazier things have happened, no question about it. John Doran. See, this is the kind of thinking that I always enjoy on the internet. Trade Alexander and a first for Crosby. Well, Crosby, I believe, is what you mean. So they're going to take our disgruntled player and his contract coming off an injury. Would you do that if you were a general manager? Everyone's always got solutions for how the Packers can get stuff and do stuff. But you got to remember, there's another team on the other end. And I understand the Raiders haven't been gangbusters, but they will be having a new general manager who probably wants to maximize Crosby as an asset, right? I don't think bringing in an expensive, injured, older player is on the cards for a new GM. That's just me. That's just guesswork on my part. What else we got? Jacobs Dylan, something special. I mean, it could be. I think it would be fun to watch. Again, I just don't see that happening. Vin V, you are absolutely correct, sir. And hey, man, thanks so much for coming by happy hour the end of the night. It was really good to see you. Thanks for joining in. Always happy to when new folks kind of test the waters of the happy hour. We are a very, you know, fun yet opinionated group, and it can be maybe a little intimidating for folks the first time they drop in. But dude, I was so happy to see you there and to have you participate and give your thoughts. Thanks so much for stopping by, man. The window is open in 2025. Let's get after it, says Vin. And yes, it 1,000,000,000% is, and I 1,000% expect them to. Long road. It sucks that the NFL has the longest offseason of all the major sports. So it definitely grinds on after a while, but yes, I'm excited, no doubt. Don Vito, what's going on, man? The way to catch a knuckleball is to wait until it stops rolling and then pick it up. Bob Uecker. He was the best, just the absolute best. I miss him already. Siggy, what's up? Next season, LVN would be considered a rookie? I'm not sure about your police work there, Siggy. I'm not quite sure what you mean, but I think next year is make or break for LVN. He's got to put it together and it's got to start being productive. Hell, before he gets productive, he's got to get on the field. The fact that they've got guys you know, picked or even not picked, undrafted, playing way more snaps than him, it doesn't bode well, right? Absolutely, 1,000,000% got to get him on the field with some regularity. Brock Miller, what's up, man? Who do you think Matt LaFleur hires as the next QB coach? Do you have any QB coach crushes? I do not. I think there's a decent chance he promotes from within. Maybe Connor Lewis or maybe even Sean Mannion, who's now been in the door for a year. But I will say when he answered the question on Monday, he had a bit of a smile on his face when he answered Bill. And he said, you know, you're just going to have to see. And, you know, a little bit, like I said, a little bit of a smile. So feels like he's got an idea of who he wants to maybe bring in. But I do think the most likely occurrence is he promotes from within. Again, I think Connor Lewis is a decent possibility. Maybe John Dunn. Maybe even Vrabel, one of the guys on staff, I suspect is most likely to get that call, but we'll see. Ryan, thanks again, man. If the NFL adds another regular season game that extends the season until President's Day weekend, it'll conflict with the Daytona 500. Yeah, Ryan, that's true, but I don't think the NFL cares much. I mean, they used to kind of stay out of the way of college football and they're done doing that. They used to stay out of the way of the World Series and Major League Baseball. They're done doing that. I mean, hell, the NBA was sanctified on Christmas Day. You saw this season. The NFL's done acquiescing to that. Like, I don't think that's a concern for the NFL in any way, shape, or form. And to your point, I do expect that to transpire at some point. Whenever they renegotiate the next CBA, I suspect that extra game will be added, which sucks big time. It was perfect at 16. It's bad at 17. It's going to be even worse at 18. You see this every single year when we get to the final, hell, forget the final week, sometimes the final 2 weeks, where teams are just completely shut down. They're already on a boat. They're already ready for their offseason. Other teams are resting starters because they've already got the playoffs locked up. That shit's only going to get worse. I am not a fan of 18 games, but it adds a lot of money. And both the players and the owners will happily rake it in. Hey, Ralph, what's up, man? Hope half sucks at interviews. Yes, the news that Jeff Hafley will be interviewing for the Jets head coaching position broke when we were just wrapping up Packer transplants last night. I am not too concerned. I do think they are casting a wide net. Most of these teams are bringing in a ton of people this year. It's crazy. But obviously, yes, he could potentially break through and get that gig. I would be very surprised if that were to transpire, but like I said earlier, crazier stuff has happened. But I do think they are casting a net and getting as many kind of looks at various types of coaches as possible, which actually, I mean, forget for the Jets, for most teams, that's a smart approach. That's what you want to do. But I will be, again, very surprised if that's the route they go. All right, buddy, I'm going to have to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.